Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, before we get started, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. It's a huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Ben's, Anomaly, Nick S., Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J. Rowe, Geek Beardly, and Scoop Face for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Today's episode of the podcast is another fun-sized spotlight, where I dig into my long box of bulk cards and find some interesting cards that I just want to talk about for a couple of minutes. So the difference for today is that I decided instead of actually going through my long box of cards, I would instead let Scryfall do the decision for me by using its random card feature. And I figured that I would stop on the first card that it showed up that I know I have in my long box. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce today's card, Angel of Grace. Angel of Grace is a 5/4 angel costing 3 white-white and has quite a few abilities here. Has Flash, Flying, and reads, when Angel of Grace enters the battlefield until end of turn, damage that would reduce your life total to less than 1 reduces it to 1 instead. And it also has an activated ability costing 4 white-white and exile Angel of Grace from your graveyard. Your life total becomes 10. So the first thing that I see when I, or the first thing I understand when I see this card is that it has an Angel's Grace effect basically built onto it. Obviously, if you haven't heard of Angel's Grace, it is an instant costing a single white with split seconds. So as long as the spell is on the stack, players can't cast spells or activate abilities or mana abilities. That's not really relevant to this card, but you can't lose the game this turn and your opponents can't win the game this turn until end of turn. Damage that would reduce your life total to less than 1 reduces it to 1 instead. So you have that ability just built right on to a 5/4 angel with flying that also has flash. And again, if you know anything about how I build my personal decks, I love creatures with flash. I love the ability to be able to utilize these in combat, to be able to protect myself from incoming damage. I love just being able to do crazy shenanigans with flash creatures. Being able to bring things in and out of the battlefield pretty much at whim is really awesome. And the fact that this has that Angel's Grace ability on is really nice, because if you know you are going to lose the game and you are going to not be able to block, the fact that you can still have a creature in your deck that has the exact same ability, I think is almost better than running Angel's Grace the instant. And again, you're probably wondering, well, MJ, you know, Angel's Grace costs 1. Angel of Grace costs 5. Why would you rather have Angel of Grace than Angel, or it's Angel of Grace rather than Angel's Grace? Again, very confusing. And I think the reason for that is because Angel of Grace does provide you a 5/4 body that flies. And again, obviously, evasive abilities are amazing. And having a creature in your deck that you can flash in anytime you need a creature on an end step, or like I said, to be able to block an opposing creature that would otherwise be unblocked and kill you, or just even the fact that it can help you save yourself from an incoming fireball, or you know, just some sort of incoming damage is really awesome. And while Angel's Grace itself is nice for kind of a corner case sometimes, I feel like Angel of Grace really checks a couple more boxes, because again, it is a creature. It does have the evasive ability, and really it can go in an Angel tribal deck too. Whereas again, Angel's Grace can too. But I feel like in sometimes when you have just a couple of card slots, you have to really figure out exactly what you want to prioritize. And that's not to say Angel's Grace is not a good card. It is definitely a great card. It's CEDH playable. A lot of white decks run that card for a good reason. And obviously Angel of Grace isn't going to be played in CEDH because it is a very high-costed creature with basically an overcosted effect. But I just like the ability and the versatility to have it on a body. And that last line of text there, where you can pay 4 white-white and exile it from your graveyard to give yourself or a life total of 10. Obviously, it's a little bit harder to pull off, especially since it costs 6 and you have to exile it from your graveyard, but I think in a corner case, if you absolutely have to survive a turn and you have 6 mana up, it does provide you with that option to be able to make your life total 10. So again, it's not the best version of this effect is not even really life gain. It's just a very overcosted effect to be able to get you up to 10. But again, if you're able to pull this off and you know, if you've been draw, go for most of the game, especially if you're in mono white and your back's up against the wall and you have Angel of Grace in the graveyard, that ability to be able to utilize some mana that you may not have been able to use on your own turn to be able to save yourself by putting your life total 10, honestly, is kind of nice just to have that versatility. Are you going to use it? Probably never, but it's really nice to have that on your side of the battlefield just in those corner cases where you might have to keep yourself alive. So, again, just to finish things up here, I really think this card's interesting. It's obviously overcosted in its own way, but I am never going to be here and saying that a card being overcosted is a bad thing. I mean, just the fact that you're able to get a 5-4 Angel for flying, with Flash, for 5 mana, and an ability to save yourself from death, especially a damage-based death, in a game anyway, it's really nice. I just like the versatility, and again, it's really cool design space to be able to have Angel's Grace on a body. And obviously, since this was printed in Ravnica Allegiance, it isn't that old. It's only, 3-4 years old at this point. So, yeah, the ability to have Angel's Grace on a card that you can honestly flicker is really nice. And that's really what's great about this particular card over Angel's Grace, is the fact that you can flicker Angel of Grace. Mono White has a lot of ways to be able to do things like Cloud Shift, etc., to be able to flicker this over and over and over again to potentially keep yourself alive versus repeated attacks against your life total. So I really think that there's a lot of upside with this card. And again, you don't have to agree with me, honestly. These are all my opinions, but I do think this card could have a nice home in some Angel decks, as well as just other decks where you maybe just need a flex value utility creature, where it's nice to have that ability on the body, but it's also just something you can flash in for 5 mana later in the game if you just need to be able to push a couple extra points of damage through, or if you just need to be able to survive a late attack. It's definitely nice. It's no Settle the Wreckage, but again, what other cards are? So, yeah, Angel of Grace, interesting card. Haven't quite found a home for it yet, but, that could always change someday. And, yeah, thank you for listening to my TED Talk. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.